Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Corey Gulick. He's a speaker, coach, Amazon bestselling author. Corey, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
So in your LinkedIn, it says that you help service-based businesses get 20 to 30 new clients each month. That's a pretty bold statement, my friend. So tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, service-based businesses, plumbers, electricians, you know, if you have a service that you're providing, I can help you get 20 to 30 new clients a month. And I do that through focusing on three things. You know, the first thing is a high-converting website. So most people have websites already, but they just don't convert like they should. So that's where I first start. And then once I get that all set up for them to where, once I get that set up for them, I can start driving traffic to it. That way it'll actually convert, you know? And I do that through GMB, which is basically abbreviation of Google My Business. So small businesses need to get listed on Google, and then that'll help them rank higher in the search engine. And then the final thing that I focus on is actual Google advertising. So I can make sure that I can get you in the top three of what's called the map pack. So if you go on Google and you type in plumber near me, it's going to pull up a map, and then there'll be like three listings. And my goal is to get those clients into that top three, so they'll have a more likely chance of getting those clients. And on average, we can easily get 20 to 30 new clients per month.
Easily. So, I mean, is that SEO or no, like what you're doing?
Yeah, it's partial SEO because of the fact that it's through Google. So, you know, everybody knows Google's just a big search engine. And Google's main focus is to make sure that they give their customers exactly what they're looking for. And by doing the GMB service, I'm going to help your website and your business get noticed on Google through citations is what it's called. And that's basically just putting your business all over the map in your local area. So when somebody does pick up their phone and types in whatever, plumber near me or whatever it is, that you're going to be the one that shows up on top.
Interesting. I've literally never heard of Google My Business relative to, I'm looking at it right now. So like, let's say I'm a keynote speaker on leadership. So how would you go about, like, just briefly, obviously you can't go through all the details, but if I want to be searched as this keynote speaker on leadership, how does this whole Google My Business work?
Yeah. So for that side of things, being a speaker might be a little bit different. You know, it usually works better for small businesses. But if you are an actual business and say your name is your company,
yeah, then you can go on there. The Maytham Group is my name. Beverly Hills-based company, leadership and sales training company.
Right. So then all you got to do is go to, just Google My Business and fill out, you know, it's a quick thing to fill out your business information. And what will happen is Google will send you a postcard in the mail with a six-digit number. And all you have to do is verify that with Google. And it's almost like a social media page, right? So you can put pictures and videos on there. Your customers can leave reviews and stuff. And then just depending on what market you're going after, if it's local businesses, you want to really keep it focused on your local city, wherever you're at. But for a speaker or something like that, they might want to go nationwide. So it'll ask you for your address, your business address. And if it's your home address, you can hide it by just selecting an option that says servicing an area, right? Rather than I deliver services to people rather than them coming to me like a regular business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what that'll do is that'll hide your address from, you know, Google or anybody that's searching for you. And that way, you know, people aren't going to come show up on your door. But it's a real quick process. It's free to do. And if you're not doing it already, you definitely should take advantage of it because it's just going to be another way for people to find you. You can also put like your website in there and Google verifies it. And that's kind of where the SEO side of things come in, because obviously the more places that you have your website, the more the links, backlinks is what they're called, the better it's going to be for your reach, right?
It's so fascinating, the things that you do. Again, this is why I love the podcast, because I get to share your story. But while I'm sharing your story, I'm getting to learn from you, Corey. So I always love the backstory. You briefly talked about, like, when did you start off with this? Because everyone dreams, or many people might dream about being an entrepreneur, but I have found that it usually starts quite young. So you shared a story about your first entrepreneur. Well, tell me about that story so we can, our listeners can be inspired by your first beginnings.
Yeah, so like, my very first shot at entrepreneurship, I was in the fourth grade. I noticed, you know, all the boys in my class and in my grade were like buying and trading these pencils that had NFL football teams on them. And I found out that they were selling them inside of our office. So I ended up going home. I took all my mom's quarters. I went to the office. I bought every single pencil that was in the machine, and learned my first lesson of, you know, business supply and demand. Because once I had every single pencil that was in the machine, I knew how many of each team I had. And then I charged, you know, more accordingly, right? So I paid 25 cents a piece for the pencils. But if I only had one team and it was a special team, you know, Dallas Cowboys or something, I'd sell it for like $2, right? And then I'd just kind of break it down and then trade and all that kind of stuff. And I did that all the way up until the day that I put a quarter in and got a My Little Pony pencil out of there. And I was like, all right, well, I guess that's done. And from there, I went on to selling, you know, blow pop suckers out of my locker and stuff like that. But yeah, that's kind of where I got started, you know, young age, but learned a lot of lessons along the way. That's for sure.
Yeah, but that's a great thing, because at the core, the fundamentals are still the same, Corey, right? So like, let's say people hire me to talk about sales or about how to be a speaker. And the same thing, people want the sales strategies. They want to be a speaker, or they want to be a coach. And therefore I have a service to provide, but it's about supply and demand, where even though you're 9 years old at the time, or I used to literally sell handheld fans in my classes in New York, where it's like super hot. And I had this little cool fan, this battery powered fan. And where'd you get that? I'm like, I would just literally buy it in Chinatown. I bought it for like $1 or 2, I sold it for $3-4, you know. But again, even though I was 6 years old, it doesn't matter. But for the listeners, those that of you that want to learn and grow, it's about what does the market want and how can you get that supply. So I just wanted to really highlight that basic fundamental premise of any business that you shared when you're a fourth grader. Now, you have done a lot of stuff, as I asked you prior to the podcast. So how did you end up really getting to your area now? Because now you pretty much are an online guy and a digital guy. So what was really the main impetus for that?
Yeah, so a few years back, I had my daughter, my first child. So she's just over 2 years old now. And I've always wanted to be like an online entrepreneur, you know, because I know it's easier money and being online. I'm not going to say it's easier money, but being online, you can do it anywhere, right? As long as you have internet connection. Yeah. Yeah. And I've always wanted to do it. So I said, you know, when she was born, I was like, that's it. You know, I'm going all in on this and I'm not going to turn back. So I started getting into like more social media marketing kind of stuff. And then once this whole pandemic thing kind of happened, I ended up getting into the agency side of things. Like, that's what I'm doing now. And the reason being was because I knew there was a ton of small businesses out there that need help getting marketing done, you know, especially with everything that's going on. And it's just been a great thing right now because of my previous experience.
Yeah, again, but it goes back to your timing and prescience, Corey, because whether you were in fourth grade or now, what you're doing now, I always tell people about online stuff. And anytime we have these digital marketers, I'm like, look, you're like in the first inning of not the ninth inning, but like the 90th inning, because no one is ever going to not want your services. Everyone needs marketing, but especially online, where anyone over 35 or 40, they're mostly them completely clueless. They know about social media, but there's so many analytics behind the scenes that what you guys do, again, so I can't speak more highly of your type of service and why and how powerful it is, only because the old school way of marketing was you put a freaking billboard ad or you do a radio ad and maybe you kind of know your marketing or the audience. But now you can study the analytics down to anything. You can literally, and you might already know this, but as someone's scrolling on your screen, you know actually where they're scrolling on your screen. Like, it's so scary how much knowledge you can know about your customer. And going back to what you said, high conversion websites, we only have about a minute left, but what's one thing that every single business owner can do today to just convert their website a little bit better?
All right. So the first thing that's most important is at the very top of the screen, you need to have a call to action, right? So either call now to get your free quote or schedule your appointment now, something like that. But it's got to be in the very top part, what we call the fold, right? So As soon as you land on a website, whether it's on a mobile or on your laptop, that call to action needs to be before they have to scroll, right? Because you want them to take action. People don't want to scroll to find the information. So make it just prominent right in their face. Here's my services. Call me now, you know, whatever, schedule an appointment now, whatever it is. That's going to be your most important thing.
Interesting. That's a great piece of advice. Corey, really appreciate you. How can our guests stay in touch with you and connect with you?
Yeah, so you can connect with me, just Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, at EULA, U-L-A, mediagroup.com, Corey at EULAmediagroup.com. And on LinkedIn, you know, is I think it's just Coach Corey, maybe. I don't know what my LinkedIn is, to be honest.
It's Corey, ULA Media Group. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Great. Corey, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.